As Fort Smith's Arkansas Colleges of Health Education continues to develop the campus around the main College of Osteopathic Medicine building, its plans now include a permanent place to honor the people who have donated their bodies to science. The school started an anatomical donor program after an outpouring of support from the community. And, as Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us, in the coming years, there will be a garden to remember those donors and the impact they had on students.
Before Gary Shelby died in 2017 at the age of 77, his brother says he wanted to make one final gift.
I know why he chose to do it, because it's the kind of person he was.
John Shelby says that gift was his brother's decision to donate his body to students at Arkansas Colleges of Health Education.
He was one that thought of others, and he's like me. He liked to have things completed and done and do it the best way you can. And I know he thought that if there was a way that they could get any research or information that might help someone else with what he had, which was the pulmonary fibrosis, then he was willing to do that no matter what.
As part of their studies, students in the osteopathic medicine program take an anatomy course where they dissect a body that's been given to the school through the anatomical donor program run by David McHorder.
We view the donation of one's body after passing as an expression of the most selfless gift that one can give. These students learn way more from the donor than they do from us, the faculty. And then you have to multiply that by the number of patients that each of these students will go out and help in their careers. And so the effect that each of these donors has on the world is profound.
McHorder walks through the anatomy lab, where students spend 16 weeks working with their donors. It's cold and humidity controlled. There are 21 stations in the room, each with a long table equipped with vents.
And the noise that you hear, which sounds kind of like an airplane, has to do with the downdraft system, where the fumes or the formalin vapors are sucked away from the students so that they don't have to smell it.
McHorder then points out the monitors hanging above each station.
We have these large monitors that enable us to show all of the students at the same time things that we want them to see from the prosection table up front. A prosection is a donor that has been expertly dissected so that the students can study or see in advance what they're supposed to see when they dissect their own donors.
McHorder says there are about 8 students to each donor. One group of 4 dissects one half of the body, the other dissects the other.
Now, let me walk you back here. We're gonna take a left here and go through these double doors. Let's see. I wanna walk in the space with you, but I don't know if it's unlocked. So if it's not, yep, it is. Okay. We are now standing in the walk-in refrigeration cooler of our preparatory room. And in here, as you can see, we have 4 rows of 9 bays in which we can store 36 donors. And as you can see, we have a few donors in here right now.
McHorder says prior to taking the anatomy course at the osteopathic school, most students have never been exposed to a room full of donors.
We talk about the fact that we are now standing in a room where there are 21 patients. These are your first patients that were somebody's daughter, son, brother, sister, father, mother, and the chief goals that we have as far as our donors are concerned is respect and integrity for our donors because of that very reason.
The students are not given the donors' names. They're only provided with their age and cause of death, if that's a factor. McHorder says most donors are donated by either the donor or their family, but some come to the school from the coroner's office as unclaimed.
That has been one of the saddest components of this job, because unfortunately, there are a lot of people that leave this world that don't have a next of kin or a loved one.
After the anatomy course is over, donors are cremated. McHorder says in most cases, the ashes go to the donor's family, but in some instances, the cremains stay with the school. All donors, McWhorter adds, are also honored during an annual service.
To honor our donors and to give closure to our students, every year we have a non-denominational memorial service. At this service, we invite families to attend. The students give their remarks. Faculty and administration have an opportunity to share their thoughts.
John Shelby says he and his brother's wife attended the service where Gary's donation to the school was honored.
You know, it just couldn't have impressed us any more than it did. And the people were just, the students especially, were just so nice. I mean, and they talked to us like Gary was a part of their family, the ones that interacted with him. And it was just very touching. And, I just couldn't ask for more.
And although Shelby says his brother's cremains are buried at a cemetery, the celebration garden the school plans to build on campus in the next few years will be just as meaningful.
Well, you know, it's something everlasting for our family.
And for some donors whose cremains were unclaimed or whose family did not wish to have them returned, David McWhorter says the celebration garden will be their final resting place.
If they want to be sprinkled, if they want their ashes to be anonymously sprinkled in our celebration park, we can do that.
Jackie Crutch, the executive director of development at Arkansas Colleges of Health Education, says the garden will be a quiet space where families and students can reflect on the meaning and impact of a donation.
You know, the discussion of how do we celebrate this wonderful gift? How do we find a place that acknowledges this final gift and acknowledges the life that they shared here in a permanent place? So that was really how the celebration garden, the discussion bubbled up and became, or soon to become, a reality.
Crutch says the garden is a piece of a larger wellness park that'll include workout equipment, a playground, small lake, and plenty of green space, as well as multi-use trails that will connect to the network of trails in Fort Smith.
All of those students are under a lot of stress and pressure, lots of hard work, lots of studying. And to have that quick walk from the main part of the campus across Chad Colley Boulevard to this unique park will be a real blessing and an integral part of our campus.
Crutch says the park will take about $3 million to complete. The college was already awarded more than $500,000 from the Deegan Foundation for the project. Now, Crutch says they're fundraising and writing grants and plan to involve the rest of the community in the construction.
We are seeking private support to build the park, and we will be kicking off a capital campaign to fund the park. And people from throughout the community, throughout the region, certainly can participate in that campaign.
As for those who want to participate in the school's anatomical donor program, David McWhorter says they should contact the school to begin the application process. There are certain age, height, and weight restrictions, as well as other qualifying criteria. And McWhorter says an anatomical donor can't be an organ donor at the same time.
But if they choose to be an anatomical donor as opposed to an organ donor, all they would need to do is to go to the local DMV and get another license issued with that decision showing that they are no longer interested in being an organ donor.
McWhorter says once the donor has passed, the school will cover transportation costs up to 100 miles. It also covers the cost of preparing the body and later cremation. While there's been a lot of support for the anatomical donor program, McWhorter says they do still contract with a service that provides donors. And he adds the school will need more of those gifts as it prepares to launch physician's assistant and physical and occupational therapy programs in the next couple of years.
All three of those programs will utilize the anatomy lab, requiring donors for their study of gross anatomy. So that's just the beginning. There's also plans for two additional buildings to come up in the future, which likely will also require donors for anatomical study.
And McWhorter says he's seen a shift in how many people are interested in making a donation.
It's just, I think, a societal change in terms of what is acceptable and appropriate.
John Shelby says that's been his experience since his brother chose to become a donor.
The world is changing, I guess, is the way I look at it. You know, I've seen a lot of changes in my time, and I just think it's the right thing for a lot of people. You know, they can see that the things they're doing here are worthwhile.
Although Shelby says, for now, he's not quite sure if he'd want to become a donor himself.
I'm not going to say one way or the other because I don't like to think about it that much. But anyway, I think it does make you think of a lot of different things instead of just the old, you know, put me in a coffin and bury me.
Shelby does recommend anyone considering becoming a donor visit the school to see the program for themselves.
You know, that's the thing I would say. Come and visit and make up your own mind, because I don't think you ought to listen to me or somebody else and say you ought to do this. I think you ought to, but you ought to see what they got and what they have to offer.
And David McCorder says that's something he can arrange. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
Aside from the new facility that will house the physical and occupational therapy and physician's assistance programs, Jackie Crutch says construction is also underway on phase 3 of student housing that will include residential and retail space. She says they're also preparing to break ground on a residential development that will include homes for purchase and for lease.